Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on what we began yesterday, talking about the truth about Halloween. Halloween's an annual fall holiday celebrated by the world as a harmless, fun occasion. Many Christians celebrate this holiday, unfortunately. Have you ever thought about what Halloween's about? Certainly, if you're going to celebrate a holiday, you better know what you're celebrating. You've got to look at the history of it. We're going to review some of what we talked about yesterday. The original celebration of Halloween began with the pagan Druids hundreds of years before Jesus was born. The Druids were a people that were involved in witchcraft. They lived in the Celtic countries of Britain and France and Germany. The word Druid means a wise man or a magician. And the Celts considered November 1st the beginning of their new year. The day preceding it was recognized as the day of transition from the summer to the winter, October 31st. They believed that this was a time of great spiritual activity by spiritual supernatural beings. The barriers were down between the natural world and the spiritual supernatural world. And they had a celebration on October 31st. It was in honor of their pagan god, Samhain, who was considered the Lord of the Dead, and they called this the Vigil or Festival of Samhain. During this festival, the Druids, high priests, would collect the offerings for their god, Samhain, as they would worship him. October 31st also came to be called All Hallows Day, and this particular day was preceded by the evening before on October 30th called All Hallows Eve, from which we get our modern name Halloween. This celebration was a festival of the dead, honoring the Lord of the Dead, Samhain, and the souls of the dead. You see, in the Druids' pagan religion, they believed the souls of the dead would rise up out of the graves and try to return to their former homes where they lived, and they wanted to come for food or shelter. And when they would come, these evil souls supposedly that were coming forth, they would come and want to get some kind of a sacrifice. In fact, the people believed the evil souls would come out on this night, visit the homes, and only to be appeased through a sacrifice. But in reality, they weren't the souls of the dead. They were evil demon spirits impersonating them. If the food and treats that were provided by the residents were not acceptable to them, then the evil spirits would do evil deeds to them. They'd cast spells upon them and destroy their property or livestock and terrorize them and haunt them, even retaliate by killing the children. In fact, the Druids often would have the families sacrifice the firstborn child in order to pacify the evil spirits so they wouldn't do their destruction. They would satisfy the demands of the spirits with a good treat, or these spirits would retaliate with a trick. You have to understand the giving of food to the evil spirits was in reality a sacrifice to the demons and worship of Satan. Today, when children go out, if they participate in the trick-or-treating, you may think it's harmless, but you're actually following the same yearly pagan ritual in honor of Samhain, who in reality is Satan and evil spirits. Children who go out trick-or-treating are taking the place of these evil spirits who went to the homes demanding a sacrifice. Thus, the participation of children in this Halloween celebration of demanding a treat, or I'll trick you, will open up the door for demon spirits to enter into them. In giving out food to the evil spirits, the people were actually sacrificing to these demons and worshiping the devil. That's why you don't want to be involved in this at all. Today, in giving food or candy out to children on Halloween, you're doing the same thing the Celts did. If you participate in giving out the treats, you may think that you're not doing this, but you're involved in the traditional action of what this is all about, what's really behind this. You're actually sacrificing the demons and worshiping the devil. The festival of Samhain was a night of demonic jubilation, a night when the demons would roam the earth and the ghosts and fairies and witches would be going about, and the people were very afraid. They would build these huge bonfires to try to frighten away these raging demons. And they'd carry jack-o'-lanterns with the demonic carved faces in order to supposedly drive away the demons. You see, these people were very superstitious. They would even wear masks or costumes to disguise, supposedly to ward off the evil spirits. They were doing this for protection. They would disguise as one of these dead souls, and hopefully then as dressed up as these demonic creatures or creatures of the dead, that they would be blending in and go unnoticed and not receive any retaliation. today's Halloween traditions of wearing costumes such as skeletons or ghosts or dressing up like a witch or mummies or decorating with a skull or crossbones or graveyards or some other symbol of death. This all has come from this past demonic activity of worship of Samhain. The wearing of costumes and masks for protection is the origin of the Halloween masquerading. We should have nothing to do with it. In the modern celebration of Halloween, we also pointed out the fact that this is the day when witches celebrate above others. During this time, they are offering up worship to Satan. This is Halloween is known as Hallowmass to the witches. It's a time when they really believe it's a time when they can see the powers of the spirits operate powerfully. They believe that certain rituals and spells can only be cast during this time. They believe that there's a very thin veil between the living and the dead, and that they can foretell the future easier and do their acts of divination, practice necromancy, and send forth all types of curses, hexes, and spells. They'll offer up blood sacrifices to Satan. They'll offer up sacrifices of animals, and they'll even try to find an infant young child. And this sacrifice of an infant young child, or even adult sacrifice, is seen as a representation of the Christ child, or they blaspheme and symbolically destroy in a prolonged, brutal torture or slaughter. They'll even eat the parts and drink the blood. This is the time when the witches are trying to gain the most power, and they're jockeying for the leadership and control in the satanic realm. This is all involved in witchcraft. Halloween is totally centered in Satanism and witchcraft. Now, the traditional customs, we were talking about this in the last broadcast, the traditional customs and decorations which are associated with Halloween, they all have significance to witchcraft. Common customs and decorations are the colors of orange and black that are considered the colors of Satan. Black is significant of the witch's cloak and the color of darkness and evil. Orange is the color of fire, where witches will often gaze into the fire when they're conjuring up demons or into a candle to perform their hexes or curses or spells. The custom of bobbing for apples involved a witchcraft token of love and fertility. In fact, they believed the apples could foretell or divine the future. And if they believed that if the person bobbed and got the apple, they got the assurance of their love and fertility from the person that they loved. The costumes and masks were worn to ward off the evil spirits. The wearer of a mask or costume was actually a partaker of the power of the spirit which the mask symbolized. Anyone who wore a mask or costume is going to open the door for a demon of that type to come into them. That's why you don't want to have your children dressed up in any of these type of masks or costumes. Ghosts were considered spirits of the dead that were manifesting themselves, and they would go around impersonating the dead person, and they would try to contact them. Haunted houses were full of evil spirits that would torment the residents. The black cat, symbols of evil spirits, and they were thought to possess magical powers used by witches as familiars. And they thought that they were like liaisons between the witch and Satan to help in divining the future. They were primarily familiars that were used by witches during this time. That's where the black cats comes from. The owls, they'd make sounds at night, and they were foretelling supposedly disaster or death. Bats were symbols of the demons hunting their prey in the darkness, drinking blood, symbolic of the sacrifice of animals and humans to the devil, and drinking of their blood. The jack-o'-lantern, ancient symbol of the damned soul under the control of Satan. So we can see this parallel tradition of the pumpkin carved out with the appearance of an evil demonic face and a lighted candle inside. All these modern customs decorations are come from witchcraft. There is a definite meaning for the use of these specific items in the Halloween celebration. Now, we were pointing out at the end of the last broadcast, did the early church celebrate this holiday? The answer is no. All Hallows' Eve was never celebrated by the church until around the 7th century A.D. Prior to that time, many Celts had been converted to Christianity. Although they'd received Jesus as their Savior, they continued in many of the pagan practices, including the celebration of the dead on All Hallows' Day. In the 7th century, in an attempt to move toward replacing the pagan holiday, church leaders instituted a new celebration called All Saints' Day. This All Saints' Day was set aside by the church in memory of early Christians who died for their faith. This was initially celebrated in May, but by 900 A.D., the celebration of All Saints' Day was moved to November 1st to replace All Hallows' Day. However, this All Hallows' Day celebration unfortunately continued among many of the people. And this was brought to the United States by about the 19th century from the immigrants from Scotland and Ireland. And over time, All Hallows Eve became known as Halloween and became accepted and popular in the United States. And the pagan witchcraft influence crept right back in and now dominates this holiday. Should Christians celebrate Halloween? The answer is clearly no. The reasons are because of what it's all about. Halloween is thoroughly rooted in witchcraft. It glorifies Satan, it glorifies darkness and death. It treats witchcraft and witchcraft symbolism as acceptable and harmless. Furthermore, it's disobedience to God's word to have anything to do with the occult, witchcraft, darkness, or the celebration of death. Christians are to celebrate life and the work of Jesus, not death and the work of Satan. You know, 1 Thessalonians 5:5 says, "We're the children of the light and children of the day. We're not of the night nor of darkness." Romans 13:12 says, "Therefore cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light." Ephesians 5:11 says, "Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them." You know, the word's clear. We're to have nothing to do with darkness. Instead, we're supposed to cast it off. We're not to have any fellowship with the works of darkness, but instead, we're supposed to reprove them and expose them for what they really are. Today, there's many Christians that celebrate Halloween. It's harmless, but they're making a great mistake. You're just being like the world. Many people take the approach that, well, we can participate in it, allowing our children to go trick-or-treating while not allowing them to dress up in evil costumes, so they'll have them dress up in harmless costumes as Bible characters. They reason they can still participate in it as long as they're not following the evil Halloween customs and traditions of witchcraft. You know, an underlying reason for this is because they don't want the children to miss out on all the fun. They want to be sure they get the candy like all the neighborhood children. In other words, they'll participate in the holiday customs but try to change it to have a Christian meaning or stay away from the evil meaning. That sounds like it's reasonable, but it's wrong. You can't change something to mean something you want. In reality, this is a time of glorification of death, Satan, and evil that others are participating in. We should not compromise or participate in any worldly holiday because of what we might miss out on. Any participation in this celebration honors the reason for its existence, which is clearly to promote witchcraft. Therefore, if you participate in it, you are observing not just the modern-day holiday, but all the ancient ones and activity of that holiday, whether you're participating in them or not. Christians should have nothing to do with this evil holiday. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you.